Welcome in, everyone, to the Real Estate Investing Show. So glad to have you here. I'm Clayton Morris. If you don't know who I am, I'm the founder of Morris Invest. We're a full-service rental real estate company, and I believe in building wealth through real estate because, to me, it's been a hedge against inflation. Through thousands of years, it stood the test of time. So when people ask me, what do I invest in? It's real estate. It's precious metals. It's the things that for 4,000 years, people have been doing over and over and over again. And when we see the shakiness of the U.S. dollar right now, and the shakiness and the frothiness. I've been seeing that word pop up over the past few weeks, by the way, frothy. Yes, Wall Street is worried about frothiness in the market. Well, good news is when we're focused on real estate investing is a hedge against that frothiness. And that's one of the reasons I love it. It's also a tangible asset. You know, you can see it. You can go visit your properties. You can talk with your property management team to make sure that everything's running smoothly and effectively. And that's the beauty of real estate. It's four walls and a roof, and everyone needs homes, right? Everyone needs shelter. With the stock market, I don't know what you're getting. You're getting a piece of paper, you know? You're getting a piece of paper in a company. It's like getting air. And so to me, real estate investing in this economy is, again, proving itself once again during these tumultuous times. And today on the show, I want to talk about the difference between turnkey real estate investing versus full service real estate investing. And they're really two different things, wildly different. So when someone asks me, you know, what do I prefer? I'll get to that in a minute, but why is there a difference? We're going to go through a lot of the different key points today on this broadcast. So please get your questions in, drop any comments or questions you have down below, and I will be sure to try to jump in here. And me and the team will jump in and try to answer those questions for you. And do not forget to please subscribe to the channel if you're new here. Hit that subscribe button and turn on the little bell notification. This channel is devoted to helping you become a more intelligent real estate investor. That's the sole focus of this channel. Okay, so turnkey real estate versus full service real estate investing. Let's start with, first of all, what do I believe is turnkey real estate and what do I believe is full service? And we'll get into the nuances of each. Turnkey real estate is kind of a catch-all term that's been popularized over the past number of years. And it's the idea of getting into real estate investing where you don't have to do the work, right? That there's a lot of the pieces of the puzzle maybe are taken care of for you. Someone else has found the property. Someone else maybe has done the renovations. And someone else is turning the keys over to you, turnkey. And there are different shades of that. It could be that there's already a tenant in place. Okay, that's a different shade of turnkey. They're going to give you the keys with a tenant already in the property. Maybe there's, you know, another shade of it that might be that it's still, the property is not totally completed yet. And so you're going to buy into it as they finish the renovations, and then they're going to find a property management company to work with you, and they're going to turn the keys over to you. I'm sure you've seen websites pop up that where you can go and just buy a property anywhere across the country, and it's all done online. They have VC backing on Wall Street. Well, we've dealt with clients of companies like that where they've purchased a turnkey property and they got the deed, they closed on the property, and then like 2 months later, there was a problem, like the tenant left. Well, who do they call? Well, there's no one to call. That was it. That was the transaction. It was turnkey. They got the transaction and there's no one there. There's no customer service. It's gone. So now they left with this property that has a tenant that's gone, and they have to try to find maybe a new property manager. They have to try to fix things or up, and it's been of a headache. That's one way of looking at it. So the bottom line is the difference between the two is really short-term versus long-term. I mean, that's really the simplest explanation. That with a full-service real estate company, that company is there forever with you in your journey, meaning that they are going to either be a liaison and work with the property management company. You've got a tenant turnover in 2 years. By the way, you will have a tenant turnover at some point, right? That's part of the game. A tenant is going to leave. Somebody is going to move at some point. So is there a team in place that can answer those questions, can get on the phone with you, give you sort of a monthly update on how your property is performing? Hey, we noticed that your tenant does not plan to renew their lease. They're moving to a different state. We'd like to give you the heads up. We're going to get the property marketed and updated and ready to go for the new tenant. That's full service. Whereas turnkey is here are the keys. Bye-bye. It's really the simplest explanation at the broadest level. Now let's go a little deeper. So a full service team, in my opinion, when you're looking for a full service team, should absolutely want to identify your goals with you. They want to plan out a 5 to 10 year plan with you. One of the things that we give away on our website, if you go to morrisinvest.com/freedom, is our freedom cheat sheet. And it really helps you figure out your freedom number. How many of you watching right now have downloaded our freedom cheat sheet, have gone through it and figured out, you know, how many rental properties will it take me to achieve financial freedom? You know, what are my monthly expenses? How much money am I actually spending every month? Once you start pulling the hood back on your expenses, you start to discover some things. And so in that cheat sheet that we give you, we'll have a link below to it in the description, really helps you identify where do you need to be so that your family is protected or you can build financial security through real estate investing. And then a full service team should, even from those first few phone calls with you, developing that relationship. So they understand that, okay, in 5 years, you would like to own a certain number of properties. And perhaps for you, because it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, hey, maybe you want to acquire 2 rental properties with a self-directed IRA that you have. Maybe you want to buy 1 rental property outside of a self-directed IRA so that you can create some monthly cash flow that you can use right now. So you see what I mean? Like when you're sitting down with someone, think of it like a financial advisor, although we're not financial advisors, but think of it in that way, where what are your goals over the next 5 to 10 years? See, with a financial advisor, they're going to sell you stocks. They're going to sell you these highly overpriced fee-based stocks, and they're going to make money off of that. But the goal with a full-service real estate company is that they're going to guide you, but they're not there making a monthly fee off of you. They're not charging you 10%, 20%, 30% a month off of your investment in real estate. By the way, there are companies that do that. But you own the property. You own a piece of real estate, a brand new piece of real estate, new construction, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances in some regards, with a tenant who's in that property, and that property is cash flowing from day one. And then through that process, now you've owned it for 3 years, maybe that tenant is moving to another city and that property manager is going to communicate with you. And with the help of that full service team, they're going to be the liaison between the property management company. If you have any questions about the process, what about your retirement account? All of those things should be answered by a team. Turnkey is just going to sell you a property, a rental property. And now it's up to you to take care of it. Now it's up to you to answer all of those further questions on taxes and city issues that pop up and things that you need to deal with from a rental owner standpoint. You know, there's no such thing as set it and forget it. You remember that Ron Popeil infomercial? Like, you put a chicken in this thing and set it and forget it. You cannot do that with real estate investing. And that's why it's important to have a team that's with you in that process to sort of soften the issues that can pop up. I mean, wouldn't it be great to have someone who's there as an intermediary for things that creep up from time to time, whether it's taxes, some other issue that pops up? With a turnkey service, then it's on you. You've got to take care of that. Full service team has multiple options for you also to purchase real estate. So, you know, you want to be able to have a full service, full customer service team that's going to be able to say, okay, John, well, I see Peter watching our show right now. He's one of our clients watching right now. He's got a single family home and a duplex. I'm sure his situation is totally different than John over here or Sally over here. You know, he might have had money in a retirement account that he wanted to use a piece of. Okay. Well, that's something that can be discussed on the first phone call or the second or third phone call with our team. It's to discuss that process. Okay. You've got retirement money. Well, guess what? What if we combine that with a really cheap conventional financing right now? You know, what if we also use non-recourse financing and combine all of these different Lego pieces here and pull these things together? You know, there's a bunch of different things that you can do by working with a team that cares about your goals. And I think this is a big distinction. And so when people say, hey, you know, oh, is that like turnkey? Like, no, it's not. Maybe it used to be, but I think they're really different distinctions today. So what does a full service rental real estate company look like? Like, what should this look like? Well, and this is what we do. So I can speak from experience at Morris Invest, and we've grown tremendously over the years. We've gone all in on the customer service side to make sure that all of these things, these potential problems, pitfalls that pop up in real estate, we have a solution for and are there to take care of our clients and all the people that our team handles. So I'm really proud of what we've been able to build over the past few years. So number one, before we even enter a market, a full service team like what we do spends 12 to 15 months analyzing a particular market. And what are we looking for in those markets? Well, we're looking for low vacancy rates. We're looking for population increase, not decrease. We're looking for a diversity of jobs, not just one oil refinery, but like universities and hospitals and healthcare, etc. Major Fortune 500 companies that are moving to an area. We're looking for low crime. We're looking to make sure that in many ways it's recession proof, you know, and pandemic proof, which is a new layer that we've had to add on to that now. So what does pandemic proof mean? That means, hey, look at Orlando. People thought, great market, right? It's Florida, it's sunny, it's warm. Yeah, then a pandemic hits. And then all of the employees that live in Orlando that worked at Disney and all of these other tourist attractions are out of business and out of work and crushes a rental market. Vegas, entire casinos shut down. MGM lays off 12,000 employees. Everyone's out of job. The whole cycle, the whole big circle collapses. Pandemic proof. Now, what does that mean? That means investing in areas that are not tourist places that are reliant on that. And if want that whole, if you know the border shut again and we go through this again, that your investment doesn't go belly up. So we invest in areas that are protected by that. And when we're doing this research for 12 to 15 months, we have an amazing field team where there's been markets. We thought we were going to move into a particular market about 2 years ago. And after about 15 months of research, I mean, many, many trips, meeting with as many people as possible, our field team said, no, no, there's like two things here that are just not right for us. We're not doing it. So we walked away from that market. You know, in many ways, it's saying no to certain things that are just as important as saying yes. It's where you don't invest. And it turns out we were right. And I'm glad we made that decision. We also, as a full service team, are building the property from the ground up. So ground up brand new construction is very, very important as well, because then we're able to control the entire process. And we're able to work with banks at the same time and property management teams that are vetted and in place. So we can have those discussions with property management teams to let them know we're building 25 additional new single family homes. We're building 25 additional new duplexes. And as soon as these are ready to go, they already have a waiting list for tenants because the tenants like the properties because there's, you know, new construction, the brand new vaulted ceilings, brand new appliances, you know, granite countertops in many respects, depends on the size of the property. And those property management teams can say, great, as soon as that property is done, let us know. We've got a tenant lined up already. So having those relationships is incredibly important from a full service rental real estate company. Also, multiple financing options should be really important to you. If you've been watching my channel for any length of time, I've been saying, please try to hang on to your money. Keep as much of your own cash in your pocket right now. Money is essentially free the way the interest rates are right now. If you account for inflation, this interest rate and the money that you're able to get from through conventional financing is phenomenal. And you should use that to build your portfolio. You get all the tax benefits and incredibly low interest rates, and you're building equity when you have tenants paying your rent every month. You're building equity by paying down a mortgage, building your net worth, and you're building up your retirement. Whether you do it inside of a self-directed account or you do it outside of a self-directed account. Either way. Another thing you should look at is non-recourse financing. This to me is the holy grail of financing. If you're working with a full-service real estate company, they should be able to offer you non-recourse financing. If you're talking to a full-service real estate company for rentals and they cannot offer you non-recourse financing, this should be a red flag. Why is that? First of all, watch my full video. We'll have a link in the description below. We'll put a card up here a little bit later too, to watch my full video on non-recourse financing. The reason non-recourse financing to me is so important is because the bank is saying, hey, we don't care about you, the investor, you, the buyer. Your credit might not be as good. Okay, I don't care. What I care about as the bank, I care about the asset. I care about the house itself, the single family house itself, or the duplex. Now, I, as the banker, have watched it being built, okay? I've walked through it with our banking team to confirm that it's as good as we think it is. Not only have we already vetted the neighborhoods as the bank, we've vetted the fact that the school district is good, the demographics are right, the low crime, the low vacancy rate. So you're almost getting like an extra second, third set of eyeballs vetting this investment. Then on top of that, they are going to finance the property with the tenant in place. And again, they don't care about you. Again, this is non-recourse. That means you get the loan with no recourse. So you could disappear to Argentina and not pay the mortgage. And that bank has already said that's a risk we're willing to take because that asset is so stinking good. And it will cash flow for us, the bank. And more banks are starting to get hip to this. But again, they're being very selective in where they do this. They're being very selective in certain demographics. They won't just do this anywhere, like in San Francisco. No, it has to be certain markets. And so if you've got a full service team who's made those relationships with the bank, it's vitally important. They should be able to stand by their product and say, hey, this house is so good that we've got non-recourse financing on it. That means the bank is willing to put up the money and not even worry about you, the buyer. Which opens it up too for people that don't have great credit or international investors who don't have a US bank structure. So you can buy it in an LLC. So we work with a lot of international investors for whom non-recourse financing is an amazing option because they don't have that US structure that a US investor might have. You should also, when you're working with a full service rental real estate company, make sure that the property is cash flowing from day one. That a tenant is in place with a lease agreement through a property management company and is cash flowing. After all, you're buying an investment, right? You're buying a rental real estate property that is going to either go inside your self-directed IRA or outside of it. And that cash flow is what you're buying. So immediately, that first month where you close, you should have a rent check. That's how it works. If that's not the case, then, you know, maybe look elsewhere or think differently about it. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Oh, I love HelloFresh. You know why? Because you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store. And why would you want to go to the grocery store during a pandemic, for crying out loud? No way. It makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. I got to tell you, one of the reasons I love it is because it's so much fun to, you know, do these recipes with your kids. They're so easy to do. It takes 10 to 20 minutes, very low prep recipes. So it's easy, quick breakfast, lunches, perfect for your busy schedule. And they've got 25 different recipes you can choose from each week. So there's something for everyone to enjoy because you can do, vegetarian if you want, pescatarian, if you want to do a mix of meat, larger family, smaller family, mix and match. You can do all of that. And you can do it with the kids too. And you get the kids involved in the kitchen and, you know, cuts out all that stressful meal planning. So you go through the pre-measured ingredients, make it super simple. And guess what? It's 28% cheaper than shopping at the grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal. Yes, 28% you're going to save by not going to the grocery store, instead using HelloFresh. So you've got nothing to lose. And guess what? You want to get 12 free meals? How about that? Would you like 12 free meals courtesy of us here on this show? Of course you would. So here's what you do to get those 12 free meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/investing12. Use that code investing12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. You have nothing to lose. 12 free meals delivered right to your door. Yes, please check them out. HelloFresh.com/investing12. Thanks, HelloFresh. Also, you know, all this work of placing a tenant, having the construction completed, all of it should be done on the front side. That's our philosophy. We really believe everything should be completed. No stone unturned is the goal before you are able to buy that property. And we have a, you know, at our company, we have a waiting list for properties. And as we're building them and they're being completed and a tenant's being placed and everything is done and completed, that's when we'll open it up to our investors, not before. So we have people that are on a waiting list. They're waiting for a duplex. They're waiting for a single family. And once we have one available that's completed and ready and we know that it's done, that's when they're able to step into the process, not before. A full service team has full service options. There should be services and communication in place after you buy the property. Like, who do I talk to if I have this issue? What member of the customer service team should I talk to about a tax question? Or I need this bill from the city or something like that. Doesn't matter. You should know who you talk to. A full service team is also able to help you set up LLCs. Okay. Also able to set up, like our team is able to set up a self-directed IRA within a few minutes. Our team is fantastic at that. That's our specialty, being able to set up a self-direction IRA. And also have a 1031 exchange program. So we've got investors who, you know, bought overpriced properties in California or in other places and want to exchange those overpriced, low ROI properties into higher return, better investments. So we should be able to, you should be able to work with someone who has a 1031 exchange program in place. Additionally, they should also be able to offer things like cost segregation service. And if you're talking with a full service team and you ask them about a cost segregation service and they don't know what you're talking about, run. One of the benefits, especially of buying new construction property, is getting that cost segregation analysis like handed to you at closing. So you can turn around and take that cost segregation analysis to your tax accountant and get that additional depreciation accelerated in that first year. Because of new construction, there's other things that you get that you don't get from a renovated property. And if you're able to get a cost segregation analysis, which costs tens of thousands of dollars, by the way, and if like we give them to our customers for free, because we're able to do a cost segregation for an entire subdivision or at one time with our CPA, that way we're able to pass that on to you for free, which would otherwise cost you thousands. I don't want to get into the weeds on cost segregation here on the show. Just know that I've got another video. We'll link it up in the description below so you can check that out. We'll also put a card up here if you want to learn more about cost segregation analysis and why it's so powerful. So here are a few examples, just a few of our recent clients who've purchased properties from us. We always do like a follow-up and want to make sure that our customer service is top-notch. So here's a question. Is there anything else that stood out about your experience that you'd like to share? And they responded, it's clear that the organizations want you to build a real long-term relationship. That's right. And that's our goal. Here's another one. Another client. Is there anything else that stood out about your experience that you'd like to share? I like the comprehensive approach. You help guide through every step. I know there, I mean, look, when I started investing in real estate, I had so many questions. You know, do I need to set up an LLC? What do I do for taxes? How much money should I set aside for expenses? Can I buy this property inside a self-directed IRA or not? You know, so many questions. So our team does that all day. So if you have any of those questions and you'd like to get started with real estate investing, full service real estate investing, that's what my team at Morris Invest does. Get on the phone with us, go to our website at morrisinvest.com and go through that process. No question is dumb. Okay. I like to ask questions like I'm a five-year-old. I was doing an interview the other day and I said, I don't know. Can you explain that to me like I'm a five-year-old? That's how I learn. So no question is off limits. Remember, you know, we are the experts. You're not expected to be. Okay. Let us do all the heavy lifting for you. So that is my take on the differences between turnkey here, take the keys and go, and a full service rental real estate company. All of those pieces must be in place. So thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and turn on that little bell notification. So let's open it up for a few questions here before we wrap things up. And Natalie's jumped in here with some great answers here. Vinit says, can cost segregation be done on single families that are rented? If so, how much does it cost? Yeah, yes, it can be done. Talk with a cost. First of all, the CPA has to be a cost segregation expert or a cost segregation certified, if I'm not mistaken, that's the right terminology. A cost segregation engineer is the name of it. And so what they'll do is they'll fly out to the property. And I think we actually have a way we can do that separately, right? Isn't that right, team? Where there are services now that make it a little bit easier. But the thing is, cost segregations don't always make sense for like a one-off property. Like if you've got a one single family, the cost to do the analysis can be a few thousand dollars. It can cost more than actually the benefit of the tax write-off you'd get on the depreciation. So you just got to be careful about that. It's worth having a conversation. Like we had 10 properties in one location and we flew the guy there. His name was Dave Brent, I forget. Anyway, we flew him there, the guy, the cost segregation engineer, and he spent like 2 days going through each property. Doesn't matter if they're rented or not. They just need to coordinate with the property management team. And by the way, yes, we do not charge for cost segregation analysis. Again, we do it. We eat that cost and then pass that on to you. Steven, the design guy, I think I answered this at the beginning, but Steven, if you joined us later, he says, when people buy a property through you, do you guys own a portion of the property? How do you benefit from a sale? No, I mean, we absolutely not. You own the property 100%. How do we benefit from the sale? Well, we build, you know, hundreds of homes. And so our goal in that process, when we're building many homes at one time, is that you're buying a home from us and you're getting a great return on investment. And then we profit from the sale of the home, like a home builder would. And that's essentially how that works. It's, you know, I wish we could run a charity where we just, you know, gave them away for free. But, you know, our goal is to give you a full service experience. You own the house 100% with a cash flowing tenant with a great return on investment. And it's new construction. So because we're doing 50 homes at one time, 25 over here, 50 over here, because we do them at scale with, you know, we're buying 50 water heaters. We have our contractors that are constantly employed by our team. So that means that they're not overcharging us. They're not off on other projects. They work for us. So we're able to keep those costs down. The lumber that we're getting from Canada, all of those things, we're able to keep those costs down. And then that savings by doing it in bulk goes to you. If you were to step in and do the type of renovations that we do, you'd probably pay about 40% more, 50% more than we do. Like if you were to do it yourself. Thanks, Steve, for the question. Thanks, Steve, the design guy. Nika Love You said, I would like to invest in apartment rental properties with tenants already renting long-term. Well, that's what we do, but we don't do like large-scale apartment buildings. We do duplexes. So if you're interested in buying a duplex that's already cash flowing with tenants in each side of the duplex, that's what we do. We mainly focus on residential properties, single families, and duplexes. That's our specialty. Elizabeth Foster says, would we use a VA loan for this? Talk with our team about that. It depends on how you want, you know, how you want to do this. With a VA loan, typically, you know, it's got to be a residence that you are going to live in. Now, there are options. There's a possibility, and you know, whether or not you decide to like just live in one side of the duplex, that's one question. But I would talk with our team. Book a call with our team at Morris Invest. Just go to our website and click on the little book a call button. And when you do that, a calendar will pop up and pick a 30-minute time slot that you'd like to jump on the phone. It's totally free. And we'll jump on and talk through your options. And Master Shadowcat says you're cornering the market. Honestly, I'm not saying this to pat ourselves on the back, but like what we've been able to do with our team, no one else is doing what we're doing. No one else even comes close to what we're doing. We're really proud of that. I mean, no one can hold a candle to the type of full service that we're doing. So that's why I get a little frustrated when I hear people say, is that like turnkey? Like, no, not even close. Elsa Gonzalez says, I'm interested in a duplex. Do you do any in Florida? No, we're not in the Florida market. But book a call with us. We've got duplexes. One of our primary markets is West Texas. We only invest, let me be clear, we only invest in markets that meet very strict criteria, okay? Very strict. Low crime, low vacancy, population increase, diversity of jobs, meaning Fortune 500 companies, hospitals, et cetera, that aren't affected by a pandemic. So we've been in recession-resistant communities where we invest. That's our goal. And even CNBC labeled a few of our markets recession-proof, which we were there 3 years before they wrote that article. So Florida, no. Julie Garcia says, hi, Clayton and Natalie. I appreciate your content, your energy. Quick question. Do hard money lenders lend on new construction? Sure. I mean, like I said, if you're interested in working with us, we work with over 60 different lenders. So book a call with us. We'll walk you through that process if that's a question you have on our new construction. But hard money lenders in general, like if you're going to build a house yourself, yes, but they are going to want they want to know your track record on building. They will lend you, but you're going to be paying like 12% interest. So might not be for you, but yeah, book a call with us. We'd love to. Steve, the design guy, do you know if people can still take money out of their 401k without penalty right now? I know that last year you could. Well, what we have right now, what we're dealing with is the third stimulus, the $1.9 trillion stimulus package. Right now, it just passed the House of Representatives on Friday. It's now in the hands of the Senate. Okay. The Senate is looking at that right now, and they've got their Sharpies out right now. They're writing with their Sharpies, picking and choosing what things they want in, things they want out of the bill. Then it'll go back to the House of Representatives. And then from the House of Representatives, we'll have a final bill. So we don't know yet is the answer, Steve. but again, that's how I first started getting investing is I started by taking money out of my 401k, borrowing from my 401k. I was able to take $50,000 out. I bought two rental properties with that. You know, you could take $50,000 out as a down payment on a new construction duplex and then use that and have that cash flow coming in every month. Pay back the 401k loan within 2 years or whatever it is, and you're off to the races. Samantha G, let me see. What was your question, Samantha? I have a 3-family house that was passed to me from my grandmother who passed 5 years ago. It's 17 years old and paid for. I want another house. How to go about it? I also own 8 lots in Mays Landing. Okay, the house is paid off. You have a 3-family house. Is it rented? A lot of questions there, Samantha. Do you want to sell that house? Do you want to pull you could pull equity out of that house? If you don't have it's paid off. You could certainly, I guess a lot of questions I have. Are you fine keeping that house cash flowing? Okay. That's great. Could you also, do you have enough money for, let's say, a down payment? Like one of our properties, like Nicole, what's like one of our minimum down payments on one of our rental properties? Like 40, 45,000 roughly for a down payment. So maybe you have cash available that you could then just buy as a down payment and have the financing on the backside of another rental property, not having to even worry about that 3-family house. Or you could use the equity in that 3-family house. Maybe it's, got a couple $100,000 in equity. You could buy 5 properties by getting a home equity line of credit on that. I would contact Flagstar Bank. They do home equity lines of credit on investment properties. Also, my buddy Dan Krause down at Churchill Mortgage does those as well. So check it out. Oh, it is rented. Okay. Yeah, I guess it really just depends on, what kind of capital you're sitting on, Samantha. Like if you've got $40,000 in the bank, or you've got maybe you have an IRA that's sitting there. One of the great things about our team is that we're able to take like an IRA and allow you to, you can use your IRA, set up a self-directed, use a piece of your IRA as the down payment and use conventional financing as the financing piece of it. So there's a whole lot of ways to put these things together. You bet, Samantha. Norma wants to know, what is the cost range for your duplexes and single family houses? We have a big range. Okay. We have some more affordable options that are in like more of like a student housing option. In the duplex variety where we have like 3 bedrooms, each of them with their own bathroom near Texas Tech University. And so those rent great for students. But they don't have granite countertops and stainless steel appliances. And those are going to be in like the 100-ish range. And then on up to the more expensive duplexes, with granite countertops and stainless steel appliances and vaulted ceilings and all of that, which are going to be in the 300 range, 300,000 range. But there's a variety of options depending on your price point. We even have some that are cheaper than that in the single family. So again, I don't want to just give out a random number. If you're interested, Norma, book a call with us and we can go over those options with you. Cash purchase would be great. Yes, what is the range? Well, again, I would want you to keep your own money in your pocket. You know, use this free money right now with conventional financing. There is no reason for you to use your money beyond just a down payment. You know, put 20, 25% down or whatever it is on the property based on, and use the conventional financing. Folks, it's so cheap. You'd be crazy not to use all of this free money that's available from banks right now. I mean, remember, other people's money is how you build wealth, okay? Using OPM, other people's money, other banks' money. King Pity, we have a very low vacancy rate on our properties. I don't know if our team can give us our vacancy rate right now. I mean, we are in areas with a waiting list for tenants in our properties. So tenant turnovers, you know, tenant moves out, can be like 2 weeks, carpet clean, paint touch up, et cetera, and a new tenant's ready to go. So there's no one size, you know, like it's exactly 7 days. You know, if we're in the middle of Christmas and someone moves out, people don't like to move during Christmas. So that you have these variables. But we are in markets with a very low vacancy rate on purpose, with an expanding job market and a population growth where there's insane demand for rental properties. So here's the thing. If you invest in an area like that has a low vacancy rate, and I want to know, like, why is a house sitting vacant right now? We have an affordable housing crisis in the United States. We need 20 million units built, and we're nowhere close. I mean, we're building about 300 homes this year. That's a drop in the bucket to the amount of homes we need to build in the United States. And so if you've got a house sitting vacant right now, you better change property managers, because something's out of whack. Either you're in the wrong market, you've got the wrong property management, you bought, I don't know, something's way out of whack. You better have a good property management team in place. And you should have your pick of the litter when it comes to tenants, by the way. So we're doing full background checks, criminal background checks, credit verifications, all of those things to make sure that we have tenants that stay a long time. Do I invest in Philadelphia and Delaware? No, I do not. Greg Millie says, what kind of average return should we expect? I mean, it really depends on the property, single family, duplex, but anywhere range from, I guess I like to be conservative, but I think you'll be pleasantly surprised once you layer in all the tax benefits. So I'd say 7-8% on the low end net, but much higher than that when you consider in cost segregation and all of those things and the tax benefits. So, you know, I'm hitting. That's on the low end in that range. Nika Loves You said, I live in the Central Valley, would love to continue staying here, but I believe it's so expensive. Who can I ask about investment properties here? You're talking about Central Valley, California? I would stay away from investing in California. But Nika, like we work with, I think I'm going to ask our team who's hanging out in the chat. I would say that the most clients that we have are from California who buy properties remotely through us. That's what we do. Like that's our whole purpose, is helping people invest in real estate. You don't have to live where we have our properties. Okay. That's the beauty of having a full service team. We handle it all for you. So I would not be investing. I would not be investing in California. We're in Tennessee as well, but we're constantly analyzing markets, TT. So, you know, we're always analyzing demographic data, and there's parts of Texas that we've been studying for quite a long time. We have no major announcements to announce just yet. There's other states that we're always analyzing as well. No, we're not in Michigan. Willie Garcia says, how strict is the IRS about showing them a real estate log? I mean, it really, I guess, depends on, you know, because, you know, you have to suppose 750 hours. Yeah, I guess it depends on if you get a favorable IRS person. I mean, I just would always err on the side of being careful about that. So what you're asking is, as a real estate professional, remember, you cannot have another profession. You can't also go to a day job and work 9 to 5 and then at night claim that you're a real estate professional on your taxes. Like if you are a doctor, you are a doctor. But the beauty of that is if you're a doctor, let's say you're a woman doctor and your husband, I guess it doesn't matter what, if you're a doctor, I was just trying to make sure I had my pronouns correctly. But let's say the wife is an oncologist and the husband, is like a freelance contractor and works from home, right? He could get his, become a real estate professional and completely lower the tax bracket for that doctor, that wife. By him becoming a real estate professional, maybe getting his license or just becoming a real estate investor and spending 750 hours a year, that's it, listening to podcasts, reading books on real estate, studying real estate, analyzing the market, being on the phone with property managers, et cetera, taking real estate investing courses, et cetera, then you accumulate your 750 hours. And guess what? Now the family benefits from that, not just the guy, you know, the real estate professional. Now the wife, who was the doctor, who's making, getting crushed on taxes, is completely going to save hundreds of thousands of dollars now because of that. Yes, we do have an international program. Elma. Yes, Elma, book a call with us. We work with a lot of international investors. And that's what I talked about a little bit earlier. Non-recourse financing is a powerful piece of this. So that's something you should look into with us. We'll be able to help you with that. Well, folks, I want to thank you for joining us today. We're going to be doing more of these live streams. So please subscribe to the channel here and then turn on the little bell notification so that when we go live, you'll be notified. You do it right down here. Just click on the subscribe button. And then there's a little bell button. Click on that. So you'll get a text alert when we go live. And also, if you're on our email list, you'll get one of those as well. But just visit our website. If you'd like any more information or like to book a call with us, I would love to have our team talk with you and help you through this process, answer any questions you have. So go to morrisinvest.com is the website. Click on the book a call button. We've got videos there and resources and all sorts of testimonials and things you can look at and research. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. Grover says thank you as well. And we will see you back here real soon. Much love to all of you.